Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you, everyone, for joining this month's Members Solutions Teleconference. The topic of discussion today is your questions answered. I collect the top questions that I'm answering during our complimentary 20-minute consultations through Members Solutions, and we put them together in a report format so that everyone gets an idea of what the industry is asking about and also gives you some very good feedback to help answer those questions. So let's go ahead and get started with the first question here today. This question comes in from one of the Member Solutions clients who asked about direct mail. And the question is, I want to do some direct mail, but I've never used this form of marketing before. Can you give me some tips? Well, direct mail is one of the most expensive forms of advertising, primarily because not only do you have your print work, but you also have your postage, and of course you have to pay for your listing through a professional direct mail company, so that can get pretty pricey. However, if you do it correctly, then the results can definitely be worth the cost. I know in the past I haven't really been a big fan of direct mail, but that was before I really understood the concept of guerrilla marketing. So keep in mind when I do touch base on this particular direct mail question, it definitely is much more effective when you're adding in additional forms of advertising, networking, publicity, and customer service. But let's go ahead and let's talk about the nitty-gritty of direct mail. Here's some tips to help you get the best results. Number one, you want to get a list from a reputable company, a company that is going to be able to give you a fully updated list. I've heard stories in the past of people using direct mail companies where one client has actually received four or five of the exact same mailing, which if you can imagine one particular household receiving four or five of the same mailing piece, imagine how many other households were getting four or five of the same piece as well. That can definitely be a total waste of money. So you want to make sure you do your research and use a really good reputable company. I recommend one company called InfoUSA. Several Schumann Concept members and Member Solutions clients have actually used them and have gave me some good feedback on great results. There's also another company called Modern Mailing, and if you want more information on Modern Mailing after this consultation, I'll go ahead and give it to you. There are local companies here in St. Petersburg that I've been using as well, and our last direct mail piece definitely generated a lot of results. So again, like I said, make sure you get a list from a reputable company, and your list should include the demographics that you're looking for with your target of your direct mail piece. I got a direct mailing list of people who live in a five-mile radius of my school, have a household income of $100,000 or more, and have at least one child between the ages of 3 and 18. Now, when you purchase the list, you can either purchase a one-time use of the list, or you can also get a list where you get unlimited use of those names and numbers throughout the whole year. That's going to cost you anywhere from $150 to $350 for that particular list, sometimes even more depending on which company you use. Let's go ahead on to tip number two. Make an exclusive, time-sensitive offer to increase the response. In other words, if you just send out a direct mail piece that just basically lets everybody know, hey, I'm here, we have a martial arts school, these are the programs we have available, this is where we're located, and this is our contact information, well, that's good. You're definitely going to increase your marketing presence, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that piece is going to drive traffic into your school. If you really want to test your direct mail piece and know if it's generating results, make sure that you have a specific time-sensitive offer where the people have to respond to that offer immediately. That way you can calibrate whether or not that direct mail piece is working for you or not. For example, we just ran our summer special. It was 6 weeks plus a martial arts uniform for $99. They had to reply by September 31st. I believe altogether we got 29 calls on that particular marketing piece, which is fantastic. Actually, let me take that back. It wasn't 29 calls, but it was 29 leads that we actually have marked in our statistics that actually mentioned that they did receive the direct mail piece. So keep in mind, you want to keep track of your statistics as well so that you know whether or not your marketing piece is working. Let's go on to tip number three for your direct mail piece. Have a professional design your direct mail piece. First impressions are very, very important. If you just put together something simple in a Word document or you put it together on your own, you may have limited results. Unless you have experience in design work and in marketing, it definitely would make a big difference if you do have a professional designer put together your piece with nice pictures, nice images, nice taglines, and so forth. Tip number four, I always recommend that you use the highest quality material for your direct mail piece. We use full-color UV coating front and back to make our piece really attractive. It helps us stand out with all the other junk mail that people are getting these days. If you use one solid color, or you're not using a thick cardstock, or you're not using UV coating, there's a very good chance that that particular piece is actually going to go in the garbage. And one of the reasons why I mentioned this and I put this as one of the tips in this particular question is because on more than one occasion, I have had a lead who has come in and joined our school and mentioned that they received our direct mail piece and either hung it on the refrigerator until they had a chance or had it sitting on their desk and they finally decided to call. So in other words, I had one conversation with a parent who said, oh, I received your summer special and I just hung it on my refrigerator and I finally got around to it. And I've also had people say, oh, I've received your direct mail piece, I put it on my desk, and I finally got around to it. One of the reasons why they were holding on to it, I think, is not only because our offer was really good, but also because the actual direct mail piece was very cool looking, had very cool images. When you see something like a catalog or any kind of photograph or picture that's really nice, you don't want to throw it away right away. For some reason, you feel like you want to hang on to it. And that's what I'm getting at when I'm talking about having a professional design your piece and also using the highest quality material that you can. It can make a tremendous difference. Tip number five for your direct mail is remember that the more often you send direct mail, the better the results. You always hear me talk about the 10 times rule. I don't think there's one teleconference I've done this year that I haven't said that a customer usually has to hear about your business 10 times before they take action. This definitely applies to direct mail as well. The first time we send out our direct mail piece, we get very small results. Second time, we get pretty decent results. This last time we sent out our direct mail piece is when we had our best results. So we're very excited about sending out our next piece because we're hoping we're going to get even bigger results. Of course, keep in mind, I definitely don't recommend that you send three out in 1 month or one out every other month. You definitely want to space it out so that you're not saturating your market with direct mail. But I think it's safe to say that in between every 60 to 90 days, you want to send out another direct mail piece. That definitely will help keep your name out there, and it will draw some traffic in there, especially if you attach it to a really good guerrilla marketing plan. Of course, if you have any additional questions as far as direct mail goes, go ahead and write your question down because we are going to open it up to all of your listeners if you'd like to ask some questions after we cover the top five questions from this report. So let's go ahead and move on to question number two. The question is, I've hosted Buddy Days in the past, but I don't seem to get enrollments from them. What can I do to increase my results? Well, this is a really good question, and I hear people say this all the time, that they have buddy weeks or buddy days or fun weeks, and they're getting people in the door, but they're not enrolling. And I think one of the number one reasons why students aren't enrolling is because we're unable to really translate the benefits of our martial arts program to the students and their parents while they're here at the school. In other words, when they're invited to a buddy day, it's almost like being invited to a birthday party. Just because they attend a martial arts birthday party doesn't actually mean that they really want to join martial arts. It just means that there was a fun event or activity that they had an opportunity to participate in, and they wanted to take advantage of that opportunity. Therefore, one of the things that I highly recommend when you do your buddy days is to become a master at identifying how you can help each visitor through your martial arts program. So if you can identify with each and every student, or each and every, I should say, buddy, that participates in your actual activity, then I think that you're going to become a really good deliverer of how your program is going to be able to help them. I'm not sure if I really said that right, so let me go ahead and repeat myself. When you run a buddy day and you have buddies come in and they're training in your class or for that particular activity, you want to be able to look at each one of those buddies and say, I think that martial arts is really going to help this kid have balance. I think that martial arts is going to help this student build a lot more upper body and lower body strength. I think that our martial arts program is going to help this student have a little bit more control because he's really wiggly in class. I think that our martial arts program is going to help this student increase their attention span because you can see that their mind wanders very often. So if you're a master at being able to identify how your program can help each and every student, that's the first step to making your buddy days more effective. The second step is another hard step, is becoming a master at translating those benefits to the actual parent of the buddy. So, for example, if you're looking at Johnny on the floor and during your whole activities, he keeps falling over a lot, but he's just got a great personality, then that's fantastic. Because what I'm going to do after the activity is I'm going to go up to the mom and say, Johnny has a lot of enthusiasm and character on the classroom floor. And I think that where our martial arts program can help him out a lot is through his balance, because balance is, of course, is important in all the physical elements of Johnny's life. And if he builds better balance, he'll become better at all physical sports and activities. And, of course, that's going to directly relate to his confidence growing. So I think that if he joins martial arts, we can help him not only in the physical level, but we can also help him in the emotional and social level as well. When you start to translate specifically how your program can help each and every individual, that's where your program starts to establish a lot of value. And that kind of carries over to the reason why we do pre-evaluations in our school, because we want to be able to, number one, identify where their strengths are, number two, identify how our program is going to be able to help them, and number three, translate those benefits and values to the parent so that price never becomes an option, commitment never becomes an option. It's obviously just a really good choice all the way around. Of course, keep in mind, and this is the next important tip that you need to know as far as buddy days, the parent has to be present. Now, what I've been doing with our fun weeks and our buddy days is I've been telling our students that the parents have to be present for safety reasons, because this is true. When I have students who bring their friends and their parents aren't present, those students tend to be the ones who don't have good discipline, or they tend to be the ones who are a little bit sillier because their moms are not there. Not all the time, but a lot of the times. So now I'm starting, when I announce and I talk about fun weeks or buddy days, I start to include in the verbiage that I use, their parents must be present for safety reasons. When they have a kid come into the school, we want their parents to be there just in case they get a little bit out of control or in case they're trying to be a little bit silly. The parents kind of help bring the safety back into play. That way, number one, you limit the amount of distractions that you potentially could have with an unsupervised child in your school. And number two, now it provides you with the parent there so that you can go ahead and translate those values that you're identifying during that buddy day class. So, again, if you have any additional questions in regards to the topic or the tip that I just pointed out, save your questions. At the end, we'll give you an opportunity to go ahead and ask those questions during the Q&A portion of this teleseminar. Or, of course, don't forget also, you can book a 20-minute consultation in complimentary of Member Solutions, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you in even greater detail about how you can maximize your buddy days at your school. Let's go ahead on to question number three. Question number three says, which form of marketing do you believe works best? And, you know, my initial answer is, well, that's the million-dollar question. You know, choosing only one form of marketing tends to backfire in most situations because the 10x rule obviously always comes into play. One single form of marketing doesn't always mean that you're going to get the maximum results. You have to have a full guerrilla marketing plan in order to increase your impact. You have to have advertising. You have to have networking. You have to have publicity, and you have to have customer service all working simultaneously if you want your marketing to work in your business. So I cannot honestly say the direct mail is the best form of marketing. I cannot honestly say the door hangers is the best form of marketing. I cannot honestly say using the media to market your business is the best form, because they all definitely play a role together. They work in conjunction, and if you do it correctly, then they all will work very effective. For example, like we're talking about with the direct mail piece. In the past, I sent out direct mail pieces and got very terrible results. I've lost money many, many times in direct mail marketing. However, now that I'm really starting to get familiar with the guerrilla marketing campaign and I'm becoming an expert at marketing, now I'm starting to notice that my direct mail marketing piece is extremely effective, but only effective because I'm able to hit my advertising, my networking, my publicity, and my customer service. So let's go ahead and let's look into each one of those categories I just mentioned in a little greater detail. For example, advertising is anything that you invest money in to gain exposure for your business, such as direct mail. You notice I say high-quality flyers. I took a marketing course recently, and the guy said that if you can fold your marketing piece more than twice, you pretty much assume that they're going to throw it in the garbage. Therefore, when I do my flyers, I make sure that I do them on thick cardstock with UV coating. That way it increases, number one, the initial impression that I have, but also, number two, it does make sense. When I go to, we just had a demonstration at the Pumpkin Palooza Festival last Saturday, and I handed out these postcards, excuse me, I noticed that everybody held on to them. I also noticed, though, that walking around the Pumpkin Palooza Festival, there was a lot of paper flyers that were all over the ground, a lot of trash from different businesses or announcements for upcoming events that people were just throwing on the ground because they were not as attractive and not as enticing as optics and marketing piece. So keep that in mind when you're creating your next flyer. Also, high-quality brochures are very important. Website is highly important. Having email ads and newsletters, branding, and signage. Now, really quickly, just to touch on branding, this is something that I talked about at my most recent event here held in St. Petersburg 2 weeks ago. We held our annual company Schumann Concepts event, and we talked a lot about marketing in great, great detail. And we also had the luxury of having a member solutions president, Joe Galea, at our event, and he actually sat through the entire marketing session, and he came up to me afterwards and said, you know what, everybody could get up and leave after the whole part that he talked about on branding, because I think that that's something that a lot of martial arts schools aren't very familiar with, and you really touched on some key pointers. So with that said, the next member solutions report and teleconference that we're going to touch on is going to talk a lot about branding. So keep an eye out for next month's member solutions report. We're going to cover that particular topic in greater detail because that's really going to help increase your entire marketing campaign. And, of course, I also said signage as far as advertising. You want to make sure that you do have a good signage so you can get a little bit more exposure as far as advertising goes. Let's go on to the next category, though. The next category is networking. Getting local business support, attending local meetings, seminars, and social engagements consistently. There are many times in my martial arts school where I've had the opportunity to participate in a Chamber of Commerce event or participate in a gala fundraiser or participate in a charity event at one of the local schools. And there are times where I've said, you know what, I'm just really busy, my schedule is very hectic, I'm going to pass. Nowadays, every networking opportunity I have, I take advantage of it because I'm noticing that when you're supporting by other local businesses, that just increases the strength of your business. So, for example, the Pinellas County Sheriff Gala on an annual basis raises money for the Police Athletic League, and we donate a six-month membership. Well, when we're there, they actually announce our name on stage, which just makes us seem a little bit stronger and increases our presence in the Pinellas County community. Because if we have the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department mentioning our name, then we must be a credible business. Now, the same thing when we do our community service events and activities. We just several months back, had a child safety seminar, and we had the Pinellas County Heart and Vascular Institute sponsor our actual event. Now, the only thing they sponsor is they help pay for food and refreshments, and also they help pay for the flyers and posters that we use to promote the event. But what I really liked about that concept is that we had the Heart and Vascular Institute sponsor our event, which made that particular event look more important and be more significant in our community. So that's why, again, I say that networking is very, very important. You know, even relating it towards my business, Schumann Concepts, we network with Member Solutions, we network with Tiger Claw Products, we network with a lot of other different businesses within the industry because it just makes our company even stronger when you have a bigger networking community. So seek out those different avenues that you can to help get local support from your local businesses. It does make a tremendous difference. Let's go on to the next category, which is publicity. Everybody should be highly involved in community service activities. If you're not, you're missing out on one key element of marketing. Publicity includes community service activities, sending out press releases, doing public speeches, and also doing demonstrations. Publicity basically means just gaining exposure, letting people know, hey, I'm here. I'm here in the community. I care about philanthropy. Our students are definitely understand that there is strength in numbers. For example, during Thanksgiving time, we're going to do a food drive where students will be able to donate non-perishable food items so that we can give them to a local charity. Same thing during the holiday time, we're going to adopt a family during the holiday season so that we can give them presents during the holiday time. And the more students you have, the more presents you can collect, or the more students you have, the more non-perishable food items you can collect. So there is strength in numbers, and it can make a big difference, and it is our role as martial arts instructors to be heavily involved in our community and gain a lot of publicity. It just lets, again, people know that, hey, we're out here, and yes, we do care about our community. I do lots of community service events and activities in my community. I do a lot of public speeches. As a matter of fact, I was just at one of my private schools. I did a middle school speech for over 250 middle school students. So I got a lot of publicity there. Not only that, but they also put a mention in it in the Wellington newsletter. And I've actually had several parents say, hey, I read that write-up. That was fantastic. I think it's great you're doing school speeches. As a matter of fact, when one of the parents mentioned it, I had another parent from another local middle school say, well, I'm in charge of the PTA, and next Thursday I'm actually going to be speaking in front of their middle school. So it's amazing how publicity can just really increase your strength and open up so many other opportunities. Of course, I also do demonstrations. We were just at the Pumpkin Palooza Festival. Next month, we're going to do a demonstration at the St. Jude's Carnival. That'll give us an opportunity to pass out our flyers. So that's very powerful. It really helps your marketing presence. And, of course, you want to make sure you back it all up with really good, solid press releases. Now, I've talked about press releases a lot in the past. If you're not doing them, now is the time to do so. I have a knack for writing really good press releases. So if you want to book a 20-minute consultation, again, through Member Solutions, I'd be more than happy to get you started on how you send out those press releases. Now, when I send out a press release, I don't expect 20 people to come knocking down my door saying, hey, I saw your press release that you raised 1,000 non-perishable food items for the Pinellas County community, so we want to join your school. I don't really expect people to do that. What I expect to hear when people come into my school, well, you know, I got your direct mail piece, and I heard that you were at the I was at the Sheriff Gala, and I heard that you donated a membership, and then I saw this press release that you had about your Thanksgiving non-perishable food item community service event, and then finally I got this referral card from one of my kids' friends, so I decided I really had to check it out. That's what I want to hear every single time somebody comes through my door. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had two pre-evaluations, both pre-evaluations checked off. 4 out of 5 of the How Did You Hear About Us section in our actual new student waiver. 4 out of 5. That's what I'm looking for. When I saw that, I had a staff meeting last night. I looked at my staff and I said, guys, we are doing a great job. Both of these people heard about us through more than one avenue of marketing, and that's what it's all about, is building your marketing presence. Of course, the final category of marketing includes customer service. Well, the number one part of marketing that I find is valuable in at our school at On the Mat Martial Arts in St. Petersburg is our high-quality curriculum. Our age-appropriate programs target the stage of development in a manner that just generates such good results that people are literally knocking on our doors saying, do you have space available in your age-appropriate classes? Because we hear that your programs are very good. And that's what I want. I want people to come to my school not just because I'm a martial arts dojo in the community, but because my curriculums generate really good results and they want to put their kid in my program. So that's fantastic customer service right there, and that should be a key element of your marketing plan. Of course, having a positive atmosphere, having a well-trained staff, that's all customer service as well. If your atmosphere is very mellow, you don't have somebody greeting every single student as they walk into the door and communicating with every single student and parent as they walk through the door, that's not very good customer service. Also, your staff needs to be well-trained so that they're able to filter through all of your students and parents and families' needs. If you are not filtering through their needs and helping them and solving problems, you basically just assume that your marketing plan is not going to be as strong as it can be, because retention is just as important in marketing as advertisement and enrollment. Going on to other things that are important for your customer service, well, a quality guarantee, having internal events and activities. For example, we have on Friday, we have our spooky night out on Friday the 13th. Our students are going to come into our karate school. We're going to make spiders and ghosts, and we're going to decorate the whole school from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We have pizza, games, and prizes and so forth. And we're doing this for our students only. We're not opening this event up to other students. This is not an event that we're trying to use to enroll new students. This is an event we're trying to use to, number one, build really good relationships with the existing students we have. Number two, just have a really good time so that they always want to participate in events and activities, because that's a good part of retention. We know that our students love to hang out with us. Any kind of party, event, activity, hangout, gathering we have at our school, all of our students want to be there. We had a big demonstration, like I was mentioning, at the Pumpkin Palooza, and we had over 20 students who were not and the actual demonstration actually come to watch and support our students. I think that is great. So we know that our customer service part of our marketing plan is working fantastic because our kids just want to hang around us. So make sure you have internal events that aren't just geared towards enrolling new students. Have internal events at your school so that you can build relationships with your existing students that makes them never, ever want to quit and make them want to be around you guys all the time. And, of course, external events are very important, such as we had our back-to-school picnic, which was a lot of fun. And, of course, as far as good customer service, make sure you have a really good, solid referral program in place because referrals is probably the number one form of marketing. Like, if they said if there's one form of marketing that you believe does work best, well, it's your referrals. But, of course, attached, in order to have those good referrals, you have to have the other things in place, such as high-quality curriculum, a good positive atmosphere, and so forth. So make sure you do have a good referral program to reward those students. And if you'd like more information on that, you know how to get in touch with me. I'd be more than happy to go over that. Really quickly, of course, I want to mention, if you need help with your marketing pieces, that's what Human Concepts does. I have to give our company a little bit of a plug because everybody who has joined Human Concepts in the last few months has said, man, I can't believe I've talked to you during these 20-minute consultations, and I never really knew what Human Concepts was all about, so I thought I'd give it a try, and your flyers, your direct mail pieces, your VIP cards, your referral cards, it's all worth the extra investment to participate. So if you're looking for some great marketing material, you know where to find it. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question. How important is it for me to have a website? Well, guys, it's extremely important to have a website. Your website is basically the number one resource for information about your school. Today, in 2006, people are extremely internet savvy. When they want information about something, the majority of the people, at least the demographical market that I want to target, go to the internet to do all their research. Whenever I have a question, whenever I want to order food, even just if it's Chinese food, and I don't have the phone number, I go on to the internet and I look up their website. When I'm looking for information, products, and so forth, I usually navigate through the website. So website is extremely important these days. If it's managed properly, it could be one of your strongest forms of marketing on top of everything else that we just mentioned. But, of course, these are some tips to help make sure that your website is as effective as it possibly can. Number one, keep your site updated. There are so many times where I've been consulting with clients or just searching on the internet to do some research on demographical markets, looking on martial arts websites, and there are tournament announcements from June of 2005. Actually, this is honest to God truth. I was just on the website a couple of days ago looking up an old friend's website to see how he was doing. And it had all of his tournaments up there from last year. That just makes your website stale. And if I jump on a website and I see events that happened last year, I'm just going to immediately turn it off. That's just the bottom line. Make sure you keep your website updated. Number two, include as many pictures of your school as possible. There are so many times where I've jumped on the internet and looked at school sites, and I don't get many visuals, so it's really hard for me to understand what's it going to be like when I'm there. What's the floor like? What's the atmosphere like? What do the instructors look like? All those things can really help people get a good image of what their martial arts experience is going to be like. So if you have a lot of pictures of your school up there, it can make a big difference. On our school website, we have pictures of everything on our website, of all of our events, our picnics, our testings, our demonstrations. They're all very, very important. I want everybody to know, hey, this is what you would experience if you were a student on the mat martial arts. Of course, you want to make sure you do have a PR director who can help you take all those pictures and keep them uploaded in your marketing gallery, or I'm sorry, in your media gallery of your website. Number three, make sure you explain your programs thoroughly. That's very, very important because it can really help eliminate some of those questions that people have before they come into the door. Like I always mention, I love to relate everything to what I'm doing right now. Both parents who came in yesterday and did their pre-evaluations, not only did they hear about us in four different avenues, both of them had already navigated through the website, seen our pictures, and read about our programs. Both of them, I said, are you familiar with the Future Kids 5 and 6-year-old program? And they both said, yes, I've read through the whole thing. I understand the age skills. I understand that you are the creator. I understand that this is not a traditional martial arts program where they're going to learn traditional martial arts, but you use actual martial arts to build the skills, and that's what I am looking for. They were pretty much sold before they walked through the door. Not just sold through the friends and through all the other marketing, but also sold because they read on the website, they had a visual of what to expect, they both knew who I was right when they walked in the door. Everything was very familiar to them already, so there were two very, very easy enrollments for me. And one of the reasons why I give a credit is because of our website. So, of course, if you don't have your programs explained thoroughly, now's the time to update that. The best time of the year to do that, hey, is right at the end of the year, so get you ready for 2007. Keep moving on. Next tip, include a link where people can register online. We get about 2 or 3 per week where we have people click for a pre-evaluation. So that's very important. 2 or 3 leads per week is not silly numbers. Those are very important numbers, and they can be very effective to your bottom line. And, of course, put here, I almost feel like I'm redundant here, include a gallery of photos from your events. I think one of the reasons why I put it down there again is because our students go onto our website all the time. All the time. My students are always on there looking at pictures. Oh, I was on there. I saw the school pictures. I saw Marco. I saw Jackie. But that's one thing that I want. I want my students to go onto my website as much as they can because, number one, I want them to feel like we're not just a martial arts school, but we are part of their family. So if they're always on our site looking at pictures, they do feel like more of a family. That helps increase your retention. Also, number two, we always have all of our upcoming dates and announcements on that site, so I want them there all the time so they can see what's going on. I have more students who read the website than they do our calendars. And when somebody says, hey, I saw on the website that you have a parent shopping night or you have your spooky Halloween night and we're going to be there, that gets me really excited because it helps remind me that our students are navigating through our website on a consistent basis. If you have no idea what to do as far as the website goes, check out my school website. It's onmatma.com, and you can get some more ideas. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question. What are your plans for the upcoming holidays? Well, I think this holiday is going to be a great holiday season. The martial arts was really stagnant there for a while, but now the economy is doing a lot better. I think this holiday season is probably going to be one of the best holiday seasons for all martial arts schools all across the board, especially if you execute a really good marketing campaign. So I provided you with a lot of the ideas that I'm doing this holiday season. As far as advertising goes, we're doing our pumpkin passes, which are basically this is the only time of the year where we give out 1 free week passes on a mass scale, which is through our pumpkin passes. They're little orange cards that have the pumpkins and the ghosts and all kinds of characters on the front, and then on the back it offers 1 free week of martial arts classes. We're giving all of our students these passes so that they can hand them out to their trick-or-treaters on Halloween Day. We're also going to be passing them out at the local mall on Halloween Day. We're also doing a holiday direct mail special, and we're going to send out 4 email marketing campaigns between now and the end of the year. If you do not have an email list, now, again, like I said, is the time to set one up. If you don't have the time, get a volunteer PR director to start collecting email addresses from friends, from families, from potential leads, from people who give you their business cards. You can get business cards at Chamber of Commerce meetings, at the galas, at charity events. Every time you talk to somebody and they show the slightest bit of interest in you or your martial arts business, ask them for their business card so that you can put them on your email newsletter each month and send them all kinds of information about what's going on during the holidays. We just sent out our first email marketing campaign talking about our holiday product special because Century Magazine has these fantastic posters that advertise all of these different martial arts knickknacks, and we've already had 2 people come in to see the posters and place their orders. And one of the persons is actually a friend of mine, and their kid isn't even in martial arts anymore. So you never know what kind of business you're going to acquire through email marketing. So that's another reason why you should definitely put that in your marketing campaign. Networking, well, the same pumpkin passes that we're giving to our students, we're also going to be giving to local businesses. You've heard me talk about this in the past, and it's extremely successful. My office manager actually just walked into McDonald's and walked in the Chick-fil-A and walked in the Burger King and walked in the Arby's, asked the manager and said, hey, I have these Halloween pumpkin passes that offer your customers one free week of classes. Would you like to put them in your bags for each one of your customers? They all but one said yes. So that's a lot of different avenues that you can get as far as networking. Now, again, like I said, this is just one form of marketing, and it helps support the 10 times rule. So I don't anticipate that we're going to get 50 calls from people who say, oh, I got your pumpkin pass in my Happy Meal last week, so I decided I was going to want to join. Again, like I said, I want people coming in saying, I got a pumpkin pass from when I went trick-or-treating, and then I got your holiday direct mail piece, and then I got a pumpkin pass from McDonald's, and then finally I got this gift card from a friend, and I decided, you know what, I need to check it out and see what's going on. So keep that in mind as well. We're also going to be giving local businesses gift cards. All the local businesses that have supported us in the past year, we're going to give them $50 gift cards. I believe we're going to do the American Express gift cards just for their support. But that's really, really good networking for them because it shows them that during the holiday season, this is the best time to tell those businesses thank you because next year we want their support as well. We want them hanging our posters up. We want them passing out our business cards. We want them mentioning our name as much as they possibly can throughout the 2007 year. So now is the time where we want to say thank you for what they did this year so that we know they're on board next year again. So keep that in mind. That's a very important part of networking. And, of course, we're going to participate in many local business holiday parties. So if you're invited to one of your students' parents' holiday company parties, go to it because that's great networking. Pass out your business card and collect business cards and then add them to your email list. Don't go so that you can try to talk one person into enrolling their students. Go so that you can increase your marketing presence. It's very important. Again, like I said, the holiday season, this is going to be my best holiday season. As many holiday parties, Christmas parties as I'm invited to, even if it's my parents, my families, my friends, I'm going. I'm bringing my business cards, and I'm just going to go and let everybody know, hey, On the Mat Martial Arts is here in the area. Just so that somewhere down the road, either they're going to get a direct mail piece, or they're going to get a pumpkin pass, or they're going to read a press release, or they're going to get a referral card, and they're going to want to join my school. So you hear my passion, and you hear my enthusiasm when I'm talking about how all these things definitely work together. And I'm not even halfway through with what I'm going to do for the holiday season. So let me go ahead and move on. Next thing is publicity. Motivational school speeches. This is the time where schools really want you in there. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of particular communities, primarily in the Northeast, even in the Northwest, where you're not allowed to get into the public schools. But don't forget that private schools are out there as well, and they're looking for school speakers, motivational speakers. They're not looking for you to go in and always teach a martial arts class or go in and do a martial arts demonstration, but they are looking for people who are role models in the community who can help spread these messages that we're all trying to spread. Anti-bullying, saying no to drugs, living a healthy lifestyle, having a positive attitude, never giving up. All these things are key elements of the school system, and they're always looking for people to speak. Between now and the end of the year, I've got at least 15 speeches set up that I'm going to be doing. I have, as a matter of fact, on one day I have the Great American Teach-In where I'm going in and I'm going to do the whole day. I'm going to go class to class to class to class. And I'm not going in to try to enroll kids into my cloudy school. I'm going in as a hero in their eyes in the community, talking to them about having a yes, I can attitude and not giving up on their goals and their dreams. So I want to motivate them as a martial arts instructor, and then hopefully one day when they decide that if they decide that they want to do martial arts, they're going to remember me and they're going to want to come to my school. So school speeches is part of my publicity campaign. You notice I also have food drive. We're doing our non-perishable food items. We're going to do a toy drive. We just did our demonstration at the Pumpkin Palooza. We have a demonstration at the local school fall festival. So we're doing a lot of things to be out in the community, to pass out our flyers, to hand out our passes, because we want just to support our whole campaign of me being at the local businesses, holiday parties, for our pumpkin pass support, for our direct mail support, for our email campaign support. This is definitely going to help tie in all those pieces together. And then, of course, as far as customer service goes, we're going to have referral gift cards for our students. We're going to have holiday merchandise packages. We have several parent shopping nights set up during the month of November and December. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if I'm crazy yet, but the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to do the drop-in shop this year. It's a good way to increase our revenue, but I'm doing it more as a customer service for my parents. So I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be here at 6 o'clock in the morning like some of the intense shoppers are, but we're going to be at our karate school from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock where our parents can drop off their kids and go do some holiday shopping. One of the reasons why, again, I'm doing that is just primarily to spend some quality time with my students, to get to know them, to build really good relationships with them, which is going to, in turn, increase my retention. Other things that we're doing, we're going to do some holiday day camps during the New Year time. We're going to have a big end-of-the-year party. And in the month of December is going to be nothing but fun month. We're going to give out all kinds of different little gift cards and prizes and so forth to increase our retention and increase our attendance during December. It's all part of customer service, and it definitely is going to tie our whole campaign in together and build really good momentum as we move into the 2007 season. So, with that said, hopefully, just in this quick little 40-minute crash course you just got, you got not only tons of ideas, because a lot of this stuff you probably already knew, but tons more motivation, because sometimes you have to hear about something 10 times before you actually make it work, right? Just like marketing, somebody has to hear about your business 10 times before they take action. I firmly believe that I got to consistently remind everybody that it's advertising, networking, and publicity and customer service all tied into one that's going to make your business grow. And hopefully after you hear it at least 10 times, you're really going to not only understand what I'm saying, but you're going to be committed to doing it as well. So that's my goal for this month's Member Solutions teleconference. With that said, Joanne, if you wouldn't mind going ahead and taking it off of mute mode, and we'll give you listeners an opportunity to ask any questions you have regarding any of these questions or any questions that you have, for that matter, as far as martial arts business goes. So if you do have a question, just go ahead and unmute your phone or use the *6 button to enable you to go ahead and ask a question. So let's go ahead and get started. Does anybody have any questions out there?
Hi, Melody.
Yes.
It's Dwight Woods in Miami.
Hi, Dwight.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I had two questions, actually. One, what are your views on us trying to write the copy for our advertising pieces? And then two, if you could just touch on what system you use for like autoresponders and that kind of thing.
Okay, those are two really good questions. I think that I don't think that there's anything wrong with you copywriting your own information on your marketing pieces if you really know how to do it correctly. I think if you are an inexperienced marketer, an inexperienced copywriter, and you're not really sure how to use taglines or how to highlight unique selling points, you should leave it to a professional. That's what myself is here for, Venciali, Kathy Marler. There's so many martial arts consultants at your disposal who have a lot more experience in those particular areas, and we're all ready and willing to help you guys. I know sometimes you feel like you don't want to bother anybody, you don't know how to ask, but I'm just telling you right now, that's what we are here for. Again, if you are going to write your own copyright material, just make sure you know that you need to have a unique selling point. You want to highlight that and translate that in your marketing material, because the key ways where people fail to in their marketing is they don't have the benefits explained thoroughly, and they don't know how to translate how their businesses or their product is specifically going to help people. So hopefully that answers that part of the question. My next answer to your second question, as far as the autoresponse goes, you're referring to when people send you an email through your website, the autoresponse?
Yeah, that's one of them, yes.
Okay. I know a lot of schools that actually use the autoresponse system. I do not use an autoresponse system, and now that you ask me, I don't have any excuse of why I do not. So when I have my staff meeting tonight, that's something that I'm going to get on immediately. I think that the autoresponse system is very good to let people know that, hey, I received your email and I will be in touch with you shortly. So I really can't answer that question for you specifically in this teleconference, but I can tell you what, by next teleconference, I will have it set up and I will be able to give you a little bit more feedback on that.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, I'm not sure if our system is accidentally on mute or not, so let me just give that one more crack. Does anybody else have any questions in regards to this month's report? No? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for this month. Thank you guys very much for your questions. I always like when we get these kind of questions that enable me to provide you with a comprehensive answer. So keep up those 20-minute consultations. I have to say that the last 90 days, as far as consultations go, my schedule has been more booked than it ever has been. So thank you guys for taking advantage of that opportunity for me to do some consulting with you. You know, Members of Solutions does work very hard to provide that service for you. And the best way you can thank Members of Solutions for all the great things that they're doing for the martial arts industry is to take advantage of the services, especially take advantage of the free services. If you've talked with me in the past, you know that this service is not like a free service where you listen to or you get a free cruise, but you have to listen to a free timeshare. It's not a 20-minute consultation where I'm going to try to sell you on Member Solutions services or products. I'm not even going to try to sell you on my own services or products. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people who say they didn't even know that I had my own consulting company. I am there for 20 minutes to give you my undivided attention, to do the best I can to, number one, help answer all your questions, and number two, to help motivate you to take action in any kind of problems or situations you have at your school. And there are times where people do 20-minute consultations just to have somebody they can bounce some ideas back and forth on. So even if you don't have a question, and you haven't taken advantage of the 20-minute consultation, I strongly encourage you to do so before the end of the year. I guarantee that you won't regret it. We want to be here to help you experience a lot of success, because the more successful you are, the more successful we all are as a martial arts community. So with that said, thank you guys very much again for participating in this month's Member Solutions teleconference. Please keep it up and sending me your questions so that I can answer them in a comprehensive manner. And I hope everybody has a fantastic holiday season, and I'll talk to you guys next month. Everybody take care. Hello?